You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Each week, the JX looks around our region of Southern Oregon and Northern California to learn about one city or town. Today, we're talking with Susie Bao. She's the mayor of Anderson, California. Welcome to the Exchange, Mayor.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. My last name is pronounced Bao.
Bao. Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. So where is Anderson?
Anderson is about 200 and, let's see, we're about, 230 miles north of Sacramento. We are about 7 miles, 7 miles south of Redding.
Okay, so we're familiar with Redding. So you're just south of Redding.
So and we're right on I-5.
Okay, so tell me about Anderson. What's the land size, the population, the demographics?
Okay, our land size is about 10 square miles. We have a sphere of influence that's much larger than that. Our zip code is a very large zip code. It's 96007, and it goes out to Palisadro and Happy Valley. It's very large. And we have about, in our city, 11,300 and something people. So we're not a giant city. We're small but mighty.
Okay, small but mighty. That's good. Yep. How long have you been mayor?
I've been mayor. I'm just finishing up my term. And this is my third or fourth time of being mayor. I've been on the city council for 11 years. And so I'm enjoying my fourth time of being in office.
Okay. So does the mayor's seat rotate?
Yes, we rotate every year, and there's five of us on the city council. So, they try to make sure everybody gets a turn. So it's a good way to do it.
Oh, I see. And the governing structure of your town is what?
We are a city manager run city. City council is over the city manager, and then he deals with the day to day.
And how old is Anderson?
Oh my goodness. Let's see. We were incorporated in 1957, I believe.
Okay. So when did you move there and why?
I've lived here my whole life. And my parents actually bought a home that was being built in the 50s. And we lived there until I was 13 and lived all over the area, and we just currently finished about a year ago, a home, are building a nice home up above Walmart. So it's I've been here my whole life.
That's amazing.
Gone to all the schools. I love Anderson. Anderson is a great place to live. We consider ourselves the safest and cleanest city in Shasta County.
Well, you were born there, you were raised there, you never left, and now you're the mayor.
That's right.
So you are truly a native resident of Anderson. I don't know if you call them Andersonians or what do you call yourselves?
I don't know. I don't think we've ever done that. So I'm an Andersonite.
So tell me a little bit about your background. What was life like growing up in Anderson?
You know, we used to be a mill city, and unfortunately most of the mills have left, but we had a pulp mill and we had a lot of lumber mills. And so people made a pretty good living here then. It was a great growing up place to be. So, it was just very Mayberry-ish.
And what was the economic driver? What is the economic driver today?
I believe that we have a lot of small businesses in town, but I think that a lot of people migrate out of the city for their income, but we have Sierra Pacific is just outside of our city limits. And we have, you know, we've got some really good businesses in town too.
Okay. So very strong local community mom and pop shops.
Yeah, we do. And we're seeming to be starting to be growing again. So it's very exciting.
Well, what's causing the growth?
You know, I think it's because of our city being so safe. Our police department is fully staffed, and they are very proactive. We don't have homelessness rampant, and we make sure that our streets are clean and safe. So I think that is a big draw.
Okay, safety
is a very big deal here.
Okay, and you said that your police department is fully staffed. What does that mm-hmm. mean?
That means we have between 22 and 23 officers and a fully staffed, non-sworn staff, and you know, and a great chief who is very proactive. So, you know, it's they've got great morale, and it's a good place to work.
What does that mean when you say very proactive?
Well, we don't allow, our officers don't allow people to sleep on the sidewalks and or camp out. They do their best to give we have a list of services that they can use if they are homeless, and they are directed to those services. And so it's not something, we don't allow tent cities or any of that.
Oh, I got you. Okay. So that is what you mean by proactive.
Yes. And also, you know, they answer the calls very quickly and are, you know, Johnny on the spot when it comes to when they get phone calls, you know, for emergencies. And we, they're on the streets 24/7. So.
Well, in 10 square miles, that's a pretty nice size police force, and they're keeping the streets safe. Sounds like you love it there.
I do love it here. And the schools are great. We just, you know, it's a great environment. I'm not afraid to, I have a 13-year-old daughter, and I'm not afraid to let her walk around in our neighborhood. And she likes to walk down to see Dutch Bros with her friends. And, you know, it's a good place to raise a family.
And you said you compared it to Mayberry RFD.
Yeah, in many ways.
So yep. Tell me about the Shasta Cascade Wonderland. What is that?
Oh, that is that's actually a business that we have here in town. They are like a chamber of commerce type business. And so, you know, they share all the different things that people can do in the Shasta Cascade Wonderland. And so, you know, they're a promotion business, which is very nice because it's right off of I-5, and they can go in and get any information they need that way. So
is that for tourism?
Yes, it is.
So tell me about why would a tourist come to Anderson? What's the draw?
Well, we are, when you consider like Mount Shasta or Shasta Lake, Whiskey Town Lake, we are very close. Even though we're on the other side of Redding, we can, because of I-5, you can just jump on and be anywhere very quickly. And it's, you know, it makes it very nice. Lassen Park, but we also have a beautiful park of our own. It's Anderson River Park. It's our hidden jewel. And we have a beautiful band shell there that we host. We just actually finished hosting our 43rd year of Mosquito Serenade, is what we call our concert series in the summer. And this past year, we had record numbers of participants, and every show was under 100 degrees. So that was really amazing, because that never happens. But we're really excited for our next season. They've already started getting our lineup set up. And so it's a really great community thing in the summer. Can't really do it this time of year. It's too cold. But
when you talk about record setting, what does that mean? What's the record?
We've had I believe our highest was close to 4,000 people. And if not even more, it's hard to tell because, you know, they're sitting pretty random, but where the makes it so the parking, you know, is full, but everybody loves it. It has a great energy and it's very family oriented. We don't serve alcohol at the concert. People can bring their own as long as it's not in a glass container. And we make it so that it's family friendly. We don't allow dogs because, you know, that could get pretty crazy when you have that many people. But we have a beautiful band shell that was just built a few years ago. And it's actually backed by Sierra Pacific Industries. So it's just got a great feel. And we added a splash park. It's called Anderson River Splash. And a few years ago, it's amazing that it's so popular in the summer. We draw from all over the county. And I was very proud because that was my brainchild. And my son lives in Arizona, and I went to his home and we saw they had two in their city, which was a similar size as Anderson. And so I came back and talked to the city manager and said, we need this. And so we did everything we could, and it turned out it was during COVID. And so it was actually built during COVID, and we were able to cut the ribbon. And I was the mayor at the time, and so I was able to cut the ribbon. It was so exciting, but it is still very popular. They have one in Reading, but ours is easy to get to, and it's very safe because it has one gate in and one gate out. And so families feel very safe there with their small children. So, you know, we have a lot of stuff that goes on here in the summer, but we also have a lot of family events that we just finished with our Christmas in Anderson, which we have a really large parade. Large for us. I believe we had between 50 and 60 entrants, and they light up their vehicles, and we have people from all over that come, and they bring their clubs and their like car clubs, motorcycle clubs. We have safety.
Susie, we have about 90 seconds left. And
my goodness.
It goes by fast. What I want to get to is your vision. Where do you see Anderson 5-10 years from now?
Well, I believe we will have grown quite a bit. We've got a bunch of new businesses in town now, and we have more coming. We will only be improving. We are just like a signature away from enlarging our park. And so we will, you know, it will be even more of a beautiful place. I think it's only going to get better. And if the economic situation gets better, we will too. So it's exciting. It's very exciting.
Well, it sounds like it's a scenic place based on its location. It sounds like it's family friendly. It's safe. And apparently it's a wonderful place to be. You never left.
Nope, that's correct.
Well, thank you so much for joining The Exchange. That's all the time we have for this segment.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
My guest was Susie Baugh, mayor of Anderson, California.